السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا، صدق الله العظيم. Hello my kiram, most respected brothers and also our sisters listening over the receivers. I was told that today the shops are open and there are many other attractions. So a program of this nature, it is not appropriate to have at this time. You must have it at a time which is convenient for everybody to come. So I replied that if the shops are open, why should we close our shop? If the shops are open in town, then why should we close our shop? Does it happen like that? Just because some shops are closed on your left and right, there was some mayyat in the family, so does everybody close shop? The others remain open. So if some shops are closed, others still remain open. And if other shops are open, then why should we close our shop? Also, when there are shops in a bazaar, in a market, then customers go to the different shops and make their purchases. Some will buy from shop A, some from B, some from C, or some from D. So some customers will be going there and some customers will be coming here. This shop will be selling the merchandise of the Akhirat. And in the month of Ramadan, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not look at quantity, how many people attended. This is our weakness today, that we quantify everything or we come to conclusion with regards to the acceptability or maqbooliyat of any program on the number of people that attend the program. If that was the case, then some Nabis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala didn't even have a few followers. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala looks at what is in the hearts. Allah Ta'ala looks at ikhlas. With ikhlas and sincerity, if a few people get together, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves that gathering much more than where millions have got together, but they are indulging in sins, in vices, in evil, in disobedience to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There are some concerts which take place, they say 3 million, 5 million people attended the concert. Now does Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala become very pleased because so many people attended the concert? So we should always look at the quality and not the quantity. Most of those who are trying to do deen work, this is something at the back of their minds, that we must have a large attendance at all our programs. And as a result, what they will do is they will have such kind of programs which will attract a large crowd, because that is the niyat, that we must have such kind of programs that we can attract large crowds. So there is no problem with that, to have a niyat like that, that we want to attract a large crowd to follow deen and sharia, is a very good niyat. But what is the quality of the program that will take place to attract that large crowd? That is the question. Now, if the items on that agenda are such that it will attract a large crowd, but there will be great amount of disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, great amount of indulgence in haram, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not going to be pleased with that kind of propagation of Islam. He's not in need of it. We are taking His name and doing exactly that which is displeasing to Him. So how can He become pleased? We want to find solution to the problems of the Ummah. then we cannot give them that same poison which has become the damaging cause. That same poison, the intermingling of boys, girls, men, women, now all those kind of things which have created a problem already. Now we say that that is the kind of program we must give so that we attract a large number of them towards deen. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to see ikhlas, which is the missing ingredient in our ibadat, zikr, tilawat, and most of our programs today. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not interested in the large numbers. So if shops are closed today, our shops are open today, then as I said, that why should we close our shop? But we must have ikhlas in it. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala just wants to see the qulub. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala does not look at your faces, your features, and your wealth. How much of wealth the person has got. Allah Ta'ala looks at your hearts and your a'mal. So if the person is organizing a function, his niyat is excellent. The large number of our young boys, girls, and family members and members of our society, they are going to wrong places. So now we must take them out from those vice dens and bring them onto deen and sharia. So we have such kind of programs which will attract them, but that program itself is not according to sharia. It is not according to Allah Ta'ala's will and command. It is not pleasing to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then even if we attract the whole population, Muslim population of the world in that program, in the eye of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there will be no esteem, there will be no worth, and it's not going to bring the desired changes that we want to bring. We cannot give poison and then expect that the person will now get good health. How can we give poison and expect good health? As I said, that those very factors which have brought about the destruction of the morals of our society, we are giving it to them. Why? Because we want to bring them onto deen. Now these are things that we have to listen to with a very open mind. It is not criticism of any particular group or organization or anything of that nature. It is a general condition of the ummah at large, that we want to bring everybody onto deen. That is what we say, we claim. But what we give to bring them onto deen, there we are unconcerned whether it is acceptable in the first place or not, whether sharia sanctions it or not. As I explained yesterday in my Jummah Bayan, many of you may not have been in the Bayan because you work in town or other places, that when I went to England in the 80s, so I was told that there is a tafsir program that is taking place at one of the masjids. So the host asked me if you would like to go and attend that tafsir program. So what does a hungry person want? He wants food. Now that is what we are hungry for, some dini knowledge, some tafsir, some hadith. So I said, definitely we will go. Now when we went there after our salat, after the Isha salat, I said, where is the program going to take place? I said, in the basement, there's a big hall and it's going to take place there. So we went downstairs. When we went downstairs, the program had already commenced. And the first thing that I saw was that the person who was making the tafsir was sitting next to a woman with no scarf, dressed in a very modern fashion, and so many other women and men all sitting there with Quran Sharifs open, and the Mufassir Sahib is making tafsir of the Quran Sharif. Now if that is tafsir of the Quran Sharif, will it bring any kind of barakat and rahmat and happiness and pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, or is going to bring about the wrath and anger of Allah Ta'ala? Those very ayats that they will be reading will be cursing them. So I told the host, this is not for us. Let us take the quickest exit. And nothing is wrong with that. They can say that these people are orthodox. They are living in the old, or they're living in the camel age, or they don't know about our modern day requirements. with which Quran Sharif and which Hadith Sharif and which akhlaq did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the companions win people over to Islam. So let us also not look at quantity, let us not look at the glitter and glamour of programs. You must look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's raza, Allah ta'ala's pleasure, Allah ta'ala's happiness. Then even if it is a little, or if the people in the gathering are few, it does not make a difference. But alhamdulillah, such a large number of you are here, in spite of your shops inviting you to come and open them. May Allah Ta'ala give you barakat. May Allah Ta'ala give you peace, happiness, and the best of dunya and akhirat. NUR 5013 and ND665541. Somebody wants to come out, please remove your cards. So I did mention on the Thursday last week that we will be having the zikr program on Sundays. There could be a change next week, following week, but I will be announcing that. But because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself has said that in the month of Ramadan you must do two things, four things in abundance. There are two things which you cannot do without, and two things are for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. There is an explanation to that, but just the gist of it is that he then said that you should read La ilaha illallah plentiful in the month of Ramadan, and make plenty of istighfar. Abundance of La ilaha illallah and abundance of istighfar. And the two things that you should seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is that you should seek Jannat. You should seek paradise. That which Allah Ta'ala has created for the believers, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ, which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, the thought of which also hasn't gone across any person's mind. Those are the kinds of ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala has got in Jannat. How long are we going to just say we want everything in this world, everything in this world? How long are we going to remain in this world? The bigger the mansion we build, the bigger the palace we build, the better the cars we buy, the better the homes we make, and the more the bank balance we increase, the more our hearts are getting attached to this world. Our hearts are no more desirous of going into Jannat. Whereas the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhu ajmain, even if they had plenty of wealth, but in everything they looked at Jannat. They kept on saying exactly what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had taught them with regards to this world. They used it. Nothing wrong with using it. But once you give your heart to it, then you don't want to detach yourself from it. It is a very sad state to see a person passing away. He's on his deathbed. There was no namaz, roza, zakat in his life. There was no zikr, tilawat in his life. There was no charities. There was no akhlaq and morals in his life. The only thing to his credit was massive, big home, beautiful car, big bank balance, big, big businesses. It's a very sad state when you have to see that person now, that he sees his whole life's hard work vanishing before his own eyes. What a sad sight that is, that the person sees that my 60 years, 70 years of life went in accumulating all this. And now I have to leave it. And the only thing that I will go with is with a kafan, which doesn't even have a designer label. So this world Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created for us. Make use of the ni'mats of this world. Eat, drink. Nothing wrong if a person builds a reasonably good home or travels in a reasonably good car. But the question that he must keep asking himself is that tomorrow, or if suddenly the angel of death has to visit me and address me and say, are you ready now to accompany me, to leave all this behind and accompany me? Are you ready? What will I say? No, just give me some time because I haven't been able to do anything. For the next few months or few weeks, I will try my level best. I'll make some tawbah, istighfar. I'll put my matters right. I won't take any more interest, give any more interest. I will not abuse the wife, the children, the family. I will not steal. I will not commit fraud. I will not commit adultery, fornication. Just give me a little bit of respite. And we all know that what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. So we have to prepare for the hereafter here. And many times I have mentioned that that preparation is going to be with the very body that we have, the very wealth that we have, the very eyes that we have, the very ears that we have, the very tongues that we have. The same thing we will use to make our Jannat, to make our Akhirat, or to make our Jahannam, to make our Hellfire. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal.
मजाल है कुछ भी कर सकूं मैं जो तू न तौफीक ऐ खुदा दे. मजाल है कुछ भी कर सकूं मैं जो तू न तौफीक ऐ खुदा दे. तेरी मशीयत है सब पे गालिब ये है चहे सब मेरे इरादे. बहुत दिनों रह चुका निकम्मा बस अब मुझे काम का बना दे. बहुत दिनों रह चुका निकम्मा बस अब मुझे काम का बना दे. मैं कब से हूँ महवे ख्वाब गफलत बस अब जगा दे बस अब जगा दे.
O Allah, far too long have I remained a useless person. What have I really done, O Allah? You blessed me with so much of your bounties. Day and night you showered your in'amat upon me. You gave me knowledge, you gave me health, you gave me wealth, you gave me wife and children, you gave me business, you gave me this, you gave me that. But I remain an absolutely useless person. This is for our islah, the islah of our own souls. So therefore, we repeat this and we cast our eyes at our own hearts, not at others who may have remained useless, consider ourselves as useless. How much did we do in this world? So he says, now, O Allah, make me a useful person.
Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं पयादा मिसले गुबार में हूँ.
Oh Allah, everyone has taken off. They have boarded and they have taken off on the spiritual flight. रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं पयादा मिसले गुबार में हूँ. I am like a speck of dust still like on the ground. When will I take off, O my Allah? When will I take off?
रहे त्वलब में सवार सब हैं पयादा मिसले गुबार में हूँ। तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल है बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ। तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल हैं बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ।
Many, many, many times I've already explained this, but I will go on repeating. O Allah, in your beautiful garden, everyone is a rose. In your beautiful garden, everyone is a fragrant rose. The only thorn is myself. How much of injury, hurt, pain I have caused to people. How much of my dealings have caused problems to my clients. How much of my actions have been injurious and harmful to my children, my family. Everyone is a beautiful rose, O my Allah. The only one that is a thorn is myself.
Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr-e-akhirat ho, bohut hi ghaflat shiar mein hoon. मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूँ। रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ। रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ।
Oh Allah, give me also some fikr akhirat. Fikr dunya I've got from day one. I don't even need any encouragement for fikr dunya. Does anybody need any encouragement for fikr dunya? Absolutely no need for any encouragement. When the person feels hungry, he will go searching for food. When the person feels thirsty, he will go searching for drink. When the person has got no clothes, he will go searching for clothes. And when the person will see others living in good homes and driving good cars, then he will also want to go to the marketplace, bazaars, and do something to earn. So he doesn't need encouragement. But oh Allah, give me also some fikre akhirat, some concern that I have to go to the akhirat. I will have to answer Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for my doings and for my actions. There will be a day of judgment.
मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूँ। रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ। हर दम करूँ मैं ऐ मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. जब सांस लूं मैं हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह। तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा।
तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही, बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा। तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही, बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा। गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है, रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा। गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है, रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा। हो अल्लाह, तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही, बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा। Oh by Allah, you don't need any x-ray to look into my heart. You don't need any kind of instruments to x-ray my heart. No scanning is required. Your gaze and your sight, you know what the condition of my heart is. Guna mein aluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Immersed in sins, every hair of my body. Just cast a fleeting glance from the time we became of age up till now. Some of us could have changed 5 years ago, some 10 years ago, some 20 years ago, and some yesterday. But from the time we became of age, our school life, our college life, our university life, we know what we have indulged in. So he's saying, Oh Allah, you know what the condition of my heart is. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bohat hi ganda hai haal mera. गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है, रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा। ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा। ओ अल्लाह, दीज आर द लास्ट डेज ऑफ माई लाइफ, फॉर वी डोंट नो वेदर वी आर गोइंग टू सर्वाइव द नेक्स्ट सेकेंड, वी आर गोइंग टू सर्वाइव द नेक्स्ट मिनट, वेदर वी आर गोइंग टू लिव फॉर 1 year और 10 years. फिट हेल्थी यंग पीपल सडनली गॉन बिफोर अवर वेरी आईज. And yet it doesn't stir our hearts that I must give up sins and I must connect myself with my beloved Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we all should consider this day to be the last day of our lives. That doesn't prevent us from planning ahead. Planning ahead is permissible. Plan 50 years ahead, nothing wrong. But believe that this could be the last day. Our businesses, our marriages, our farms, our plantations, our homes. You can plan ahead that I want to build that home, I want to go for Hajj next year, I want to marry next year, I want to do this or do that, that you can plan. But believe that this could be the last day of our lives. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा. तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा. The remaining days of my life I'll pass in this world with your love, in your love, O my Allah, in the love of your Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And my death must come in that state also. My death mustn't be in a cinema, in a disco, in a theater, in adultery, in popping drugs. One person, his father passed away. His father passed away at night. 10-11 o'clock at night, father passed away. Now the son was on such a high that he couldn't even stand straight. Because he did not expect that his father will pass away. Now the people are coming to the house. They all want to meet the son to convey their sympathies, their condolence. But the son is not even in a state to accept the condolence. He was deserving of condolence. The son was in such a state that he was deserving of condolence. So we don't know when it will come.
Har dam karu main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
But then again, no such thing as despairing of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy. As long as we are sincere in our tawbah, Allah Ta'ala's doors are open. And what better month or days than the days of Ramadan to return to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala.
Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho. Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho.
A little bit of desire in our hearts that we want Allah Ta'ala in our lives, Allah Ta'ala will then use His power of judgment, draw us towards Him.
Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Rahoon mein mashghool zikr o taat, bas ab yahi shughl roz o shab ho. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 जब सांसलों में हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. The announcement states that 45 minutes program, so I think we have what 7 to 8 minutes left. So let us make dua. If we stick to the time, then inshallah our customers will come next week too. If the person doesn't have a fixed time to open the shop, when the customer comes, the shop is closed. And when the customer is gone, the shop opens. Then those customers will disappear from it. So it's very important when some time is announced, plus minus a few minutes this way, that way is different. But you tell the person they'll have a half an hour program and then you pull 1.5 hour, then that is the end of that customer. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of amal. Allah Ta'ala light up our hearts with the noor of iman and yaqeen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن سهلا إذا شئت لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته والله forgive our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our sins. Ya Allah, our major sins and our minor sins. The sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. The sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, the rains of rahmat are pouring in this Mubarak month. Ya Allah, the floodgates of the heavens have opened. Ya Allah, your maghfirat, your rahmat, your forgiveness knows no bounds and no limits in this Mubarak month. Ya Allah, these are the days of rahmat and mercy. Oh my beloved Allah, the rains of rahmat which are falling, clean and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, wash away all our sins. Cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat. Ya Allah, we haven't been able to do justice to the days of this Mubarak month. Our lifestyles haven't changed. We still indulge in ghibah. We indulge in so much of haram. Our eyes are not restraining. Oh my beloved Allah, we are still seeing so much of haram, listening to so much of haram, speaking so much of haram, indulging in so much of actions that are not befitting a Muslim in this Mubarak month. Oh my beloved Allah, but your forgiveness knows no limits in this Mubarak month. You are Rahim Allah, you are Kareem Allah, You are Sattar, Ghaffar, Allah. You are most forgiving, Allah. Compassionate, kind, loving, caring, Allah. You are my most beautiful, Allah. Hey Allah, hum gunegar tere saamne haath phailaye hue hain. Hamare gande haath tere saamne phailaye hue hain. Ya Allah, we are extending our dirty begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, you have attached them to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day and night and beg. Ya Allah, what could be a better time to beg than that the days when we are fasting and it is the month of Ramadan and when your rahmat is pouring. Ya Allah, with the barakat of this Mubarak month, with the barakat of this Mubarak day, Ya Allah, with the barakat of the zikr that we made, Ya Allah, as great as your name is, forgive us, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, puri ummat ki maghfirat kar de. Allah, puri ummat ki maghfirat kar de. Allah, the whole ummat is suffering. We know that it is because of our sins that your azab has been unleashed upon the ummat. But oh my beloved Allah, don't look at our actions. Don't look at our deeds. Don't look at our sins. Don't look at our weakness. Don't look at our shortcomings. Ya Allah, look at the tears of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which flowed for this ummat. Look at the blood of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which was shed for this ummat. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, if you have to forgive, nobody is going to question you. Ya Allah, no one is going to question you why you forgive those sinful ones who raise their hands in Masjid-e-Noor. Ya Allah, tujhse kon puchne wala hai? Ya Allah, tujhe koi puchne wala nahi hai. Agar hum gando ko tune maaf kar diya, to hamara kaam ban jayega. Ya Allah, hamara kaam ban jayega. Tere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam khush ho jayenge. Ya Allah, you will become happy. Your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam will become happy. The only one that will become unhappy will be Shaitan. Ya Allah, aaj to bas hame maaf kar de. Faisla kar de mere Allah. Faisla kar de. Make a decision of change for us, oh Allah. Allah, make the decision of khair for us. Allah, hamari zindagi ka haal badal de. Change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with envy. Our hearts are filled with evil passions and desires. Oh my beloved Allah, what have we made of our hearts? Ay Allah, kon badal sakta hai is dil ko tere siwa? Who else can change our hearts besides you? Our hearts are between your two fingers. You can turn it whichever direction you wish. Ay Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of Iman, with the noor of Ibadat, with the noor of Zikr and Tilawat. Ay Allah, bless us with your Qurb, bless us with your Ma'rifat, bless us with your Yaqeen, bless us with your Muhabbat. Ay Allah, give us such an attachment with you, such an attachment and bond with you, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Oh my beloved Allah, we are being bombarded by fitnas from all sides. Fitnas in the name of deen are also bombarding us. Ay mere Allah, hum kidhar jaye? Ya Allah, fitnas from our right, fitnas from our left, fitnas from in front of us, fitnas from behind us. Ay Allah, who is there to save us from this fitnas besides you? Ay mere pyare khuda, hamari zindagi ka haal badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Mere Allah, hum gande hai, hum napaak hai, hum siyakar hai, hum mujrim hai, hum khatakar hai, hum sab kuch hai, bande to tere hai. Oh Allah, we are your servants. Where do we go, my Allah? Whether we go east or west, north or south, deep down the ocean or above the heavens, it is your kingdom. Ay Allah, don't turn away your glance of forgiveness and rahmat from us because of our sins. इसलिए कि तेरे सिवा हमारा कोई सहारा नहीं, तेरे सिवा कोई हमारा नहीं। अल्लाह ब्लेस अस विद बरकत इन अवर होम्स, बरकत इन अवर लाइव्स, बरकत इन अवर वेल्थ, बरकत इन अवर टाइम, बरकत इन अवर एक्टिविटीज। अल्लाह ब्लेस अस विद बरकत इन एवरी नेमत एंड बाउंटी ऑफ योर्स। ओ माय अल्लाह, डू नॉट स्नैच अवे अवर नेमत बिकॉज ऑफ अवर डिसोबीडियंस। ए मेरे प्यारे खुदा, ब्लेस अस विद द बेस्ट ऑफ दुनिया एंड द बेस्ट ऑफ आखिरत। Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, those who are sick, really give them cure.
Ameen.
Spiritually sick and physically ill, O Allah, we are. Cure us from all our ailments and diseases and sicknesses.
Ameen.
Ey mere Allah, shifa tere haath mein hai. Ey Allah, hum bimar hai. Ey mere pyare Allah, don't test us with sickness, with weakness, with poverty. اے اللہ ہم بیمار ہیں، ہمیں شفا عطا فرما. اے اللہ ہماری اولاد کو شفا عطا فرما. اے اللہ ہمارے رشتہ داروں کو شفا عطا فرما، پوری امت مسلمہ کو شفا عطا فرما. Cure us from our spiritual and physical ailments. Those who had financial difficulties, bless them in plenty full of halal risk and sustenance. Remove all their difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Oh my Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, make the children obedient to you, your beloved Rasul, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and their parents, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, ek din jana hai, is dunya ko chhodna hai. Ye zindagi ek din khatam hone wali hai. ایک دن مرنا ہے، آخر موت ہے، ایک دن مرنا ہے، آخر موت ہے. اے اللہ ہمارے اوپر قبر کی مٹی ڈالی جائے گی، اندھیرے گھر میں چھوڑ کر سب چلے جائیں گے. میرے اللہ اندھیرے گھر میں سب چھوڑ کے چلے جائیں گے. میرے اللہ، بفور دا واٹر آف میت از پورڈ اوور اور باڈیز، let us pour the water of Tawbah above our hearts. And before the garment of kafan is given to us, let us put the garment of Taqwa above our hearts. Hey Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All the works of deen which are taking place, accept them. Tamam deeni kaamo ko qubool farma. Kaam karne walo ko ikhlas ki tawfeeq se mala maal farma. Allah, those who have passed away, bless them with jannatul firdaus. Jannatul firdaus mein unka tikana farma. Aur jab hamara jaane ka waqt aaye, اے اللہ، when our time of departure comes from this world, take us to Madinah for you. The Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips, and let our soul come dancing towards you, O my Allah. Let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. But if it is not muqaddar in Madina Tayyibah, wherever it may be, let it be a death of barakat. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Our students who are writing examinations, give them success in their examination. Make them assets for our community. Protect them from the fitnas at the universities, colleges and schools and institutions. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب